The first reading today from the Book of Wisdom, we hear about the way that God is going to deal with the just. That is, that he puts forth upon them a helmet and a shield and has the breastplate and all these things that he has that he's given to us. We see the exact same thing in the sixth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, where he talks about putting on the whole armor of God. In other words, as we're moving forward here, we're not on our own. The battle that we're going to be fighting is a spiritual one. And again, this is what people must understand. This is a battle between good and evil. Nothing else. Oh, it's going to be played out on a variety of different levels and in different ways. But we at least have to have the insight, the spiritual insight, to recognize that that's what's happening. This is a battle for souls, and it is a battle ultimately for control. Satan, of course, in his arrogance, thinks that he can control everything and that he can win, that he can defeat God. And he's such a fool in thinking this way, because obviously God's power is infinitely greater than that of Satan. But the old boy doesn't want to think that way, and he thinks that somehow or another he can defeat God. But what he does know for certain is that he can defeat you and me. But God has not left us on our own. He has given us everything that we need, but we have to make use of it. What good is it if we've got all the weaponry and we just leave it sit there? Does no good. So God has given us all that we need for this spiritual battle. We need to arm ourselves and we need to protect ourselves properly. It's a spiritual fight. And so we don't need guns and we don't need bombs and we don't need all these kinds. That's not our fight. Our fight is against, as St. Paul says, the principalities and powers, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. That's what it's about. Yes, Satan is going to employ some very unfortunate people to do his work, which means God is also going to employ some very wonderful people to do his work. So there is a part that is taking place on the natural level. And as I've told you many times, other than a few people, we are going to see the greatest saints the world has ever seen. And you can be one of them. You have to ask yourself, do you want to be, if you put it into a sports kind of thing, do you want to be down in the field or do you want to be up in the stands? And really, you think about that. There are some people who just want to watch. I don't understand those people. Like, wouldn't you rather be down there in the battle? It's like, yeah, but you kind of get beat up. It's like, yeah, but you're in the battle. When you win, you win. It's not like the guy sitting up there in the seats drinking his beer and saying, our team won, wasn't that great. He didn't do a thing. Showed up and drank beer, big deal. No, it's the people down in the trenches that are in it. And when they win the battle, it means something to them because they were really a part of it. God is asking us to be a part of this. Don't sit up in the cheap seats when you have the opportunity to be in the battle. That's my perspective on it anyway. Maybe yours is different. I don't know. But I can guarantee you, none of the saints are going to be in the cheap seats. That doesn't mean the people in the cheap seats can't go to heaven. I'm just saying if we're going to see the greatest saints ever raised up, they're not going to be sitting up drinking beer and cheering on the crowd. They're going to be in the battle. God wants you to be a saint. He's given you everything necessary to be able to do what needs to be done. But he's also given you a free will. You have to choose it. You have to decide whether you want to sit up in the cheap seats or whether you want to be down in the trenches. That choice is yours. So God has given us everything we need. The time is coming. It's getting very close. I told the people last night, the next few months, both on the natural and spiritual level, we're going to see some pretty horrible things. And yet at the same time, to recognize that Our Lady's work has begun. It's still just in the incipient parts of it, so it's still just getting going, but it has begun. So you have to choose which side you're going to be on. Every person on the face of the earth is going to have to make that decision. And as we start seeing these really bad things happening, don't panic. And the worst for us is going to be what's going to happen to the church. And once again, don't panic. The house needs to be cleaned desperately. The corruption and the filth and the disgust is all the way to the top. And it needs to come down, and it will. So when you see these things happen, don't worry and don't panic. Our Lady's got it all under control. So don't try and take the control away from her. It's not going to work. And worrying and being anxious and panicking, it's not going to help anything either. Trust and ask Our Blessed Lady what it is she wants you to do. And then make the choice. Sit in the cheap seats and watch, or get down on the field and be in the game. Those are the options. If you're going to be on the right side, you're going to be on the other side, I guess you have the same options. It's just a question of which side you're going to be on. But as I've told you, there are only two options. Which side? It's got to be a 100% choice. There is no in-between. So once again, we see from the readings today, God isn't just throwing us out there and saying, good luck, stay warm and well-fed. No, He is arming us. He is giving us everything that we need, the spiritual armor and the spiritual weapons that we need. So now it's our choice to make use of them, to put on the full armor of God, and to get ourselves into the battle.